Okay, we're on Peidalet Amud Beis, right smack in the middle of the Amud. First word on line is Savar Matin, and we're starting Itmar. It's right in the middle. It says Savar Matin Itmar. Savar Matin Itmar. Right? Those are the first words on the line. Okay, so we're starting right after Krive. Krive to Rabbi Yochanan. So the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan, Tafus Para Diyasme Misimta, they had a chov by the father of originally of these Yesomim, and they took the cow of the Yesomim as a payment from Misimta. So Atul Kame to Rabbi Yochanan Amarluhu Shapir Tafastua. You did good by chopping this para from the simta for your chov. It's fine. But asu l'kamid Rabbi Shimon ben Laki shamar lohu zilu ahadur. However, when he came afterwards, Rabbi Shimon ben Laki, he heard what happened. He said, "No, you have to give it back. Give the cow back to the Yesomim, because it doesn't help your tfisa, since the halacha is lamaisa like Rabbi Akiva, that it doesn't, that tfisa doesn't help achar misa, since you took it after the father had died, it doesn't work." Asu l'kamid Rabbi Yochanan, then they went back to Rabbi Yochanan, who originally gave the psak that was okay, and he heard what happened, that Reish Lakish said it's no good, and he commented, Amar lahu, he said, Rabbi Yochanan said to them, Ma'aseh shekenegdi chaluk alai, what can I say that this great person which was Rabbi Reish Lakish argues against me, so I take back what I said, and it's no good, and you have to give back the par. Okay, Rashi Krive the Rabbi Yochanan Krovav, his relative Zilu Adur, give it back. This really like Rabbi Akiva, the Tfisa de Lachar Misa Lav Klumi, that it doesn't help after Misa, you can't take the thing anymore from the Yesomim. Shekeneg di Shakul Kamosi, he's my Madrega. Okay, next case, Ahu Bakara the Yasmi. There was a Shomer Behemot, herdsman. Thank you. Okay, it was a herdsman of the Yatomim, the Tafsei Torah Mine. So the Shomer himself had obviously a debt by the father, and he took one of these cows that he was watching as to payment for the debt. Now Balchov Amar Michaim Tafis Nale. So Bakara Amar Lachar Misa Tafsei. A Balchov, someone that the father had owed money to, he came and he chopped one of these behemoths from the Shomer. Okay. Now the Balchov says, it's not a problem because Michaim Tafisnale. I took it when the father was still alive. I did take it for the Malachov, one of the animals from the Shomer Belamaisa. I took it while the father is alive and everything's okay. But the Ubakar Amar Lachar Misa Tafse. He said, no, you took it after the father already died, and Tfisa after Achar Mavet doesn't help. So what's the din? So Atu Lakami to Rabbi Nachman. So they came to Rabbi Nachman to find out the psak. So Amar Leh, he said, Itlach Sahade the Tafse. So he said to the Shomer, do you have witnesses that this guy chopped it, when he chopped it, do you have witnesses to that effect? So Amar Leh Lav. So the Shomer said, no, I don't have witnesses that the guy took it. Ah, so Mele said, Rabbi Nachman, Amar Leh, he says, if that's the case, that you have to believe the Balchov when he says that he took it Michaim. Why? Because amigo. Migo yachol meimar lakuachu biyadi yachol nami lameimar mechaim tafisnale. Since he could have said, since you have no witnesses, he could have said that I bought it from the father. Right? There's no witnesses that he took it. They took it from the herd, whatever. So he could have said, I bought it from the father. When somebody has something in their hand, he has a chazaka that it's his. And he says, well, yeah, it's mine, I bought. He could have said that if he was a liar. So therefore, you have to believe him when he says, I didn't buy it, but I took it for Michaim. Ay, v'amarish lakish hagodros elem chazaka. That the animals that wander around, you can't make a chazaka on them. Because we say that since they wander around, they could have, just they're by themselves, no one's around, and the person that has it maybe just took this wandering animal into his house. So yeah, you can't, here by Godros, we don't say that what's under his hand is his. That he has a chazaka, that what's in his possession is automatically his. That doesn't work by Godros, animals that wander. So how did this guy have this chazaki? He would believe that he, since he could be believed that he bought it, why would he believe that he bought it? These are Godros. Godros, you don't have a chazaka. So Gemara answers, no, shiny Torah, an ox is different. Why? The Mithira Laroa, because these are not animals that wander around. These are animals that are usually being watched by herdsmen, and therefore you can't, you don't say that they are, that you don't have a chazaka. Lafik, you could have a chazaka. And therefore, again, his migo is good. He could have said that I purchased it. So merely you have to believe that he took it Michaim. Okay, Rashi, Bakra de Yasme, Shomer Bim Tim Tim. The Tafus Torah Mine, Balchov Shalmeis. So the Balchov took the shore. Tafsu Bebeit the Shomer, took it from the house of the Shomer. I Godros Behema Daka, Al Shem Gederos Son. So these are these like sheep and things like that. They don't have Chazaka. And Chazaka, why? Ain't a Machzik Behem Yacholomar, Lakuchi Nebiri. We can't, the person that's holding them can't, isn't believed to say, I bought them. Why? Shem Matzan, Vichnisan Lebeso, Lefi Shadarkan Lelech Besadot. Because that's the way of these animals, they wander around in the field, so that's the way what they do. So Mela, you can't, you don't have a chazaka that you say that that I bought them, because they say you just chopped them from the field. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Vei Nisiya, the people of the house of the Nasi, Tafus Amsa Diyasme Misimta. So again, there was a, they obviously had a chov by somebody, and they took from the, and then that person died, and these people from the Devei Nasi, they took a maidservant as payment for their debt. So Yasiv Rabbi Abahu v'Rabbi Chanina bar Papi v'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha v'Yasiv Rabbi Abu Gabayu. So we have Rabbi Abahu and Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yitzchak. They were sitting around these dayanim and were discussing this din, and Rabbi Abba was there with them. So what happened? Amar Lahu, they paskin, should be Amru, really. Amru Lahu, they said to the people of the Nasi's house, Shapir Tafsi Suha. They said, you did good, you're allowed to take this maidservant as payment for your debt. Amar Lahu, Rabbi Abba, he was, we said, was sitting there with these dayanim, and he commented to them, he said, Mishum de bei Nasiya ninhu mechanfins, mechfisulahu. How could you? You're just because they're from the house of the Nasi, you're being machnif them. You're flattering them. You know, it's, you're treating them with extra, you know, extra nicely, and giving the wrong psak that they're allowed to take this maidservant just because they're in the house of the Nasi. You shouldn't do that. Why? Because v'hadun dayane kirabi tarfon v'hadre reish lakish uvda minayu. Because the judge like Rabbi Tarfon, that you can, that Fisa does help, but Reish Lakish already went back on that psak and said that it doesn't help. You can't take the Tfisa from the, it doesn't help from a Taltlim, from the Yisomim, and therefore what you did was not, what they did was not good. The Veinasi, they took it right by taking this maidservant as payment. Okay, sorry, no Rashi. Next case. Yemar bar Chashu. Havu Masik Bezuze. Chashu is a name, his father's name. Yemar, the son of Chashu. Havu Masik Bezuze Bahu Gavra. So he lent this guy some money. Shachiv. So that person that he had lent money to died. Veshafik Arba. Shafik Arba. And he left the ship. Amar le lishluche zil tafse nihale. Gersa should be nihali. So he Yemar said to a shaliach, he says, "Do me a favor, go and chap, take this ship for me as payment, because this guy owed me money and he died, and take this, get the ship for me." So fine, azal tafsa. The shaliach went and he chapped the ship. Pagube Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. But when he was there taking the ship, he bumped into Rav Papa and Rav Huna. Amrulay, they said to him, you can't do this. Why? Because at tofes lebal chol b'machom shechav lecheirim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tofes lebal chol b'machom shechav lecheirim lo kana. Says because you are not the bal chov, you're just like a shaliah, some person. And this person was chayav to other people as well. And the halakha is you're allowed to chop your own payment for your own debt, but you can't take it for somebody else when there's other people that this person was chayav to. And why since not? You're not taking it for yourself,
why not?
Shlicha Shalom Kamoso. Right, they discussed that there. I don't remember. I have to get back to you on that. The Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're tofes makom shechav lacherim lo kana, and therefore that's what's happening over here, right? You're taking it, and there's other people that chayav. They're referring to this. We'll see in a minute to themselves. And there was this guy who was chayav also to Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Shua. This guy was chayav to them as well. So he said, you can't take it because this guy was chayav to us and not to you. So you're just going coming in the mitam somebody else. And that's called somebody who's tofes makom shechav lacherim, and Rabbi Yochanan says lo kana. So therefore you can't take it. So then what happened? So tafsu inu. So he dropped it. He left the ship, and they took it because they were the real bali chov, not coming mitam somebody else. So Rav Papa mimlach meluche, and Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua mematach le veashla. So now Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua, they were the two other people that they took it now, but each one wanted to make chazak on it. Each one wanted to take it for themselves, so they each did a different thing. Rav Papa, he was sitting in the ship and rowing the boat or whatever, and Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua, he grabbed the ropes of the ship and he was like grabbing the ship with the rope, and each one wanting to make it his. So what happened? Mar amar ana kanina la lakula. Mar amar ana kanina la lakula. Each one said kula shali. Right? Each one said I got it. I'm rowing it, so it's mine. The other one said no. I'm dragging it. It's mine. So now who does it belong to? So pagabahu Rabbi Pinchas Barami. So they bumped into Rabbi Pinchas Barami. Amar lahu. So then they want to know who gets it. They each wanted it. So who's the rightful owner? So he answered them, he says, neither of you. Why? Because Rav Shmuel Damitar Vayhu Vehu Shetzburin Bunachim Rishus HaRabim. Because Tfisa only helps if it's in the Rishus HaRabim. And he assumed that the ship was not in the Rishus HaRabim, it was just like on the side of the river or whatever, not in where there's a lot of boats, and therefore it was not in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore 9 years of your tefisa helps because it wasn't in Rishus HaRabim, it has to be in Rishus HaRabim. Amrulei, Barapap and Rabbi Huna said to him, no, Anan Nami Micharifusa de Nahara Tefisna. No, you don't understand. We didn't take it from the side of the river. We took it from the middle of the river. This guy was already on the boat, taking the boat in the middle of the river where all the boats are. So that's like Rishus HaRabim. So we did take it from the Rishus HaRabim. So we do have a right to it. So now what? Atulakami de Rava Amarlohu Kaki Chivari. Says, you guys are, he called them white ducks. Why? Mishalche Glime de Inchi. That you are taking literally the clothes off the backs of people. In other words, you're ganavim. You can't take the ship, and it doesn't matter. It's in the middle of the river, the riches are up, whatever. It doesn't matter. You are not allowed to take it, and you guys are like a ganavim if you take the ship. Why? Because hachi amar Rav Nachman, as we've seen before, v'hu shetafsa mechayim. Because tfisa of the metaltlin only helps while the father is still alive. But since you took it after the owner, the father was dead, it doesn't help. And therefore, neither of you are allowed to take it. So it's interesting, the Gilyan Ashas, the Rabbi Kivi Eger on the side, says that which he called them white ducks was not a bad thing. He says that it was because they're very smart. What does ducks have to do with wisdom? And he says, "O derech the Isa and the Gemara in Brachas that haroeh avaz bechalom yitzaped l'chokma." if you see a duck in your dream, so you can assume you're going to get smart, right? So it's so duck is a kinui for being smart, and the chivri is white because they were zakenim. So white ducks, it wasn't a negative thing. It was a nice thing, but still he said what he told them was that what they did was wrong. Okay, there's some Rashi's here.
Did Rav Papa and Rav Kuna do something wrong here? They passed him to the Yema, and they said, hey, you couldn't take it.
Right.
And then they gave a double. How could you pass him for yourself? If you pass him for somebody else, that's fine.
No, it depends. If it's a beferish halacha, what it means, I can't show you a Mishnah Berurah and say you're doing this wrong. Says I'm no gay, but if it's a beferish halacha, he said, look, it's not like umdin das, you know, when they it's sarasvara. They said it's a beferish halacha. You can't do what you did. Okay, Rashi says the chashu, that's the shemai shachiv the lo vedai arba is again the ship. Amarle Yemar Lashluche Zil Tafsi, grab it for me. A tofis Lebalchov, Shaliach, a tofis Metaltlin, Shalove, Litzorch Balchov, it doesn't help if a Shaliach does it. Bimakom Shechav Lacherim, Shemafsid, Balichov, in Acherim, Betisato, by taking it, other people again lose out. Next page, Rashi says, Lokana, Delav Kokamine, Lachov Ze, Kedelis Kotet Ze. You know, he doesn't have the power or whatever to give it to this company while at the same time causing a chov to somebody else. So Tafsuin, so they themselves took it. Why Shavheim and Noshim Bo Ma? Because they also lent this guy money, so they were also Balichom, so they took it. Mamlach Meluche, that means Manhiga Beugin Ashalah, Shikori and Raimish, which are like the oars or whatever. He was like rowing the boat. Mamlach Shikori and Virnir, whatever. Balaz, Lishon, Veyiru Malach. Okay, Ana Kanina Kula. So he said, I got the whole ship. Hinhakti Beria Michel Chaveri. So I was I acted more literally healthy, you know, better, stronger than my friend. I made a better chazaka. Mecharifusa Dinara. So he said, we did take it from the Rishus Arabim. It was from the middle of the river. Lomatsanu al Sfasana. Not like you thought that we took it from the side of the river. Shehi, because this is like a simta. Elamizet chat. No, we took it from the guy that he was rowing it, driving in the middle of the river. That's where all the ships are, and that's like which was a rabbi. Kaki is avazim, the chivri white ones, al shazakenim hayu. Where's the cane? So he told them that still, mashalchei glimein inche, you're taking off, mafshitin talitot anashim, you're taking off their shirt off their back, so to speak, because you're not allowed to take it after Misa. Okay, we're doing, okay, let's go a little bit more. Next case, avime bre de rabbi abahu have maske be zuze. So, what happened? Avime bre de rabbi abahu, he had borrowed money from some person, and from the people of the Medina of Chozai. So he wanted to pay back his debt. So Shadrinu, he sent the money biyad Chama brei de Rabba bar Abba. He sent a shaliach from Chama. He said, "Send Chama here, Chama, take the money and return it to these people. I owe them the Bei Chozai." Okay. So what happened? Azal parinu. He went and he did a shlichus and paid the money. So he paid the money to them. Amar lehu, so havali shtar. Okay, I paid you the money, the debt. Now give me back the shtar. So I have to give it back to my person that sent me, so he can tear it up, whatever. Because I paid you back the loan, and that's it. Give me the shtar. So amrulei, no, sitrayninhu. They said, no, we're not giving you back the shtar. Why? Because what happened? This guy had two debts by us. One debt was the debt of the shtar, right? Which you would like, you kilu, you want to say you paid. But he also had another debt, he took other monies by us, without a shtar. Let's assume, for argument's sake, it was the same amount of money. Okay? So what happened? He says, you paid us the money. Now, we did the milva alpeh, we don't have a shtar, obviously, it was alpeh. So we would like to take this money that you gave us and put it to cancel that milva alpeh debt. But now, he still owes us the money for the shtar, the debt of the shtar. So we're keeping the shtar for the second debt. And we're using that money you gave us towards the milva alpeh. So we're still keeping the shtar for the second debt. So asa lekame de Rabbi Yabahu. So then they came in front of, so Chama came in front of Yabahu because he says, he wants the shtar back. to give back to the guy that sent him. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Paskin, and he said, Itlach Sahade de Paratinhu. So he says, tell me, you said you paid the guy and you want the star back, but do you have witnesses that you paid the guy, them or whatever, paid them back the money? Amar Lei, so Chama the Shliach, said to Rabbi Abahu, no, I don't have any, there was nobody there, I just paid him the money, but there's nobody there, nobody saw it. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosef, that's the case, Amigo, they have Amigo. Amigo, the Yecholim Lomar, Lo Hayud Varim Eolam, Yecholim Nami Lamei Marci Trainin Hu. Since there was no Edim, when you paid, you didn't pay them back in front of anybody. So they, if they want to be liars, right, they could say, forget about the Shard, they can say, you didn't pay us anything, and there were no Edim there. They could say, Lo Hayud Varim Eolam. So since they are believed to say, Lo Hayud Varim Eolam, we have to believe them to say that, yes, the guy did pay us, but there was another debt, which is going towards, etc., and they can keep the Shard. So that's as far as that goes. Now Gemara asks an interesting question. Le'inyan shalumi shaliachma. Okay, fine. So legabe these bechozai, the money that was owed to, they have a right to keep the shtar for the debt. Fine. But now Chama, when he's going back to Avimi, and told him the story, he says, I have bad news for you. Whatever, you wanted me to pay and get me give the shtar back, so you can tear it up. But I couldn't get the shtar back. They kept it, etc. And so now. Question is maybe this shaliach at fault for not getting the shtar back? As we'll see. So linyan shlume shaliach mai. So if he is at fault, maybe the shaliach is responsible. So he has to pay. He has to pay back his mishaleach avivimi the money because he didn't get the shtar for him. He gave up the money without even getting a shtar back. He threw his money away. So maybe he has to pay him back. So amar Ravashi chazina. So Ravashi says it depends. We have to look at it. You have to check it out. I amar le shkol shtara v'havzuze misham. So it depends on what was his lashon. When he gave the money, when he told him what to do, so if the mishaleach told the shaliach, and it was if Rabbi Avimi had told Chashu, had he told Chamu, here, I want you to go and take the shtar and then pay him. Make sure you get the shtar first in your hand before you pay him back the money. So if he had told him that and he didn't listen and he did it the opposite, he first paid the money and then asked for the shtar, and that's what caused all the problems, then mishalim, then the shliach is responsible because he didn't listen to his mishaleach. He didn't do it the way he told him to do, to first get the shtar back. So, but havzuze ushkol shtara lo mishalim. However, if he told him the other way, if he told him, listen, I want you to go pay the guy and get my shtar back. So since he said pay and get my shtar back, that's what the shaliach did. He paid and wanted to get the shtar back, but he couldn't. So then he was just doing what he was told, so therefore the shaliach doesn't have to pay. However, the Gemara concludes and says that that's not the case. Velohi, the bein kach u'bein kach mishalem. He has to pay back in any case. It doesn't matter which way the mishaliach told him. It doesn't matter if he says, here, get the shtar and pay, or pay and get the shtar. Either way, the shliach is responsible. Why? The amar lei, because the mishaleach can tell him the sakune shadartich v'lo lavuse, because I sent you to be a good shliach, to do things in a normal, proper way, and not to do something bad for me. So you don't go paying up, giving money before you get the shtar back, and you didn't do it properly, and therefore he has to pay in any case.
So who's
going to
want to be a shliach in the future?
So the Tosfos says that he qualifies it, and he says, however, that's only if he mentions a shtar. In other words, if he says, I want you to pay and get the shtar, so it doesn't matter if he says pay, get the shtar, get the pay, because either way he's telling him, make sure you get the shtar back, and therefore the shliach should say, well, I have to be responsible here, you don't go paying money before you get the shtar. Nothing. But if he just says, here, I want you to pay back the loan for me, and he doesn't say anything about the shtar, then he's not responsible. He says, you didn't even tell me about the shtar. I don't get the shtar. You didn't say anything about the shtar. He said, pay the guy. Then he doesn't have to pay. It's only if he mentions a shtar already, so then you it doesn't matter. He says, here, you're paying, getting the shtar. You don't just have to use your head. Okay, pay to get a shtar, but first you get the shtar and you pay. Okay, so that's according to the conclusion. But if he didn't mention the shtar, then he does not respond. Okay. See Rashi. Mishalchen. Okay. Then that the maski bei noshimbo bei chozai. He owed money to bei chozai. Anshe yosem edina. Sitrai, they said it's Sitrai. Sitrai is Lashon side, right? Mitzad Acher, from another side, meaning Hainu Noshim Bo Mil Valpe. There was another loan, Mil Valpe, Umachmas Osa Amilve Nachzik Behem. And we were holding on to the shtar because of this other mil. Linyan Shlumi Shaliach. Now, what about, we said, what's the din of the Shaliach? Does he have to pay back the guy for not doing his Shlichus properly? Right? Lemishaliach. My, what's the din? Mi havi posheya, shekuzir hamaos, adshaloki bail meham at the star. Is that being called up being a posheya? Do you pay money for getting the star or not? The takuni shadik, he could say, yeah, I sent you to do something good for me. Right? Vayalacha, ledakte, betakanati. You should have been done it properly.